Blog Talk Radio.
Risky's World.
It keeps getting better here.
With natural wild-caught tuna. It's new Frisky's Wild Favorites.
Frisky's Farm Favorites with real farm-raised chicken.
Delicious for real.
Feed their fantasy.
Frisky's.
Don't you fall for it. Don't you fall for it. Keep your head up, never let up, never let them get you fed up. You just step up, get your rep up, get your cash up, get your check up. The whole system's a setup, it's time we really get up. We've been about this revolution from the time we met up. Take it back, I got my fist up, Malcolm X in 88. But revolution only works for those that will participate. You are great, they are fake, yo, it's time to demonstrate. Higher level mental state, conscious people congregate. Show the love, not the hate, this is basic, no debate. But these people are debating and they hating, they should wait. It was bickering amongst ourselves that got us in this state. Yeah, the truth is inconvenient, but the truth is never late. You can't see what they be doing, how they thinking, how they moving. You can't see what they pursuing, making claims none are proven. Don't fall for it, don't fall for it, don't fall for it, don't fall for it. We can see who is the enemy, sovereignty's a remedy. You don't need telepathy, it's white supremacy. Don't fall for it, don't fall for it, don't fall for it, don't fall for it. Bringing the roar, doing it all, government officials breaking the law. You never see what you never saw, 303, open the door. Knowledge reigns, that is the game, ignorance, that is insane. Don't fall for it, the reps and the Dems are the same. This one's shooting us up, that one's locking us up. This one got us stuck, that one's out of luck. You confront if you need to, the cycle never ends. No justice, but in 4 years they hyping us again. Don't fall for it, don't fall for it, don't fall for it, don't fall for it. If you thinking and you earning and you drinking and you burning and you really not concerning with the news and what they learning, don't fall for it, don't fall for it, don't fall for it, don't fall for it. If you love it, never hate it, you agree it, don't debate it. HBCU educated, your degree is highly rated. Don't fall for it. And America needs a heel deal. America ain't really sick. This is what it really is. Gunshots and cages for black and brown little kids. Now they acting like they not the cause of how we live. Do not tell me what you gonna do. I can see what you did. Look at her, look at him, look at them, look at me. Do you see our interests represented in society? No, you don't, and you won't, cause democracy's a joke. Every 4 years, these same people asking us to vote. Nothing changed but the Range Rover switching lanes over. I remain the flamethrower. Knowledge reigns, game over. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. Rodney King, George Floyd, man, we all saw it. So don't protest with defiance, but don't move with self-reliance. While the soul is being silenced for the religion of science. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. If you thinking and you earning and you drinking and you burning and you really not concerning with the news and what they learning. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. There's no justice in the courts, we are always taking shorts. They can shoot us like a sport, and it's not trust that they want. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. Take it up!
Whoa, what in the world is going on? You know what? I need to tell y'all just like it is. This is the product of WBNN. And this is Truth Therapy by your true friend, Will of God. Some of y'all call me Chill. I'm a DJ for real, but that's another story. But we are live on air right now, calling in from Lagos, Nigeria. No, that's where the cell tower is. I'm in Philly. Yeah, mate. And you need to dial this number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to join the conversation. This is all brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now, since I got all that out the damn air, I'm going to have to be a different individual today. I'm actually right now walking in the rain. You ever hear that song? I feel like somebody watching me. That's the wrong song. How about this? Walking in the rain. And all them crazy ones, you know, driving you insane. That's one thing I got for the last freaking week. Not yesterday, today, God. Sometimes you got to spit on somebody's lip. They be like, damn, why you do that? Why you get out, you know, you try to get off your lip, you know, keep filming. You're like, damn, imagine if it was one of them. imagine if it was one of them homeless, but, hey, one of them homeless people, right? You know they're dirty. Like, oh, no, don't touch me. Get away. Don't you do that. And they be like, they go off and back. You're like, you ever never that little? You're like, okay, what? They're having to spit. And they get on your lip. And they get on your lip. Hey, they get on your lip. My God. Some of y'all be like, I have to quit. I quit. Because the glove, you know you're going to buy a small glove. You're like, yo, this is the glove I had on. You know. You're going to lie and buy the smallest glove. Like, yo, this is what I had on.
Oh, my God.
Y'all so disrespectful. I know you're going to do it. Some of y'all met me doing that when y'all find y'all girl getting smashed by somebody else. You're like, oh, I must quit. Y'all go after. You go, listen. Now, y'all women, if y'all catch y'all, you know, man doing something, y'all just going to get the fly paper. I shouldn't say it, but, man, if you happen to wake up in the morning, you got fly paper around your nuts and on your ball bag and, you know, everything else, don't get mad at me. I just made it up just now and put it on the show so ladies going to be like, yeah, you know what, that's a good idea. I let them try that. Matter of fact, where's that Gorilla Glue? No, listen, y'all ain't understanding me tonight. So I'm going to be so analytical. Is that a word? I don't know. God damn it, if I made it up, thank God for making it up. But I want y'all to understand this daggone topic. Because it's so crazy in the rain. Just like how the people that I feel like talking about that I can't say their daggone name is crazy and the rain. Don't let me call your name. But I can't. I got to be so civilized. I got to be so nice. I got to be so unrude. Not if I'm allowed to be rude. Thank God I'm not in that mood. Now, first of all, let me give a shout out to everybody out there who made it through COVID. We living in 2022 right now. Today's date. Oh, yeah. The 6th of May. We made. So that means you got a new beginning. All the other people, you know, I'm not saying nothing bad about it or anything like that, but, man, what the freak? Now, I don't know if it's trick or treat or what, but the government got some new games coming out, and they trying to bring it to a theater near you. Right now, they got it on Netflix. Right now, they got it on called What you see is what you get. We're going to play with you not yet. We're going to try to play with your name. Now, your name is a terrible thing to waste, but God darn it, what are we doing now? Are we loving each other or disrespecting each other? Are we moving forward in life or are we just trying to be crabs in the barrel? Hey, you getting up? No, you ain't getting up. Nah, let me get your leg. Give me your freaking towel. Take their pinky toe, you know they're going to come back. They're like, ow, get up. I don't think nobody got a strong pinky toe. You might got a strong big toe, but I don't know about that pinky. So the next topic, right, is what's the definition of respect to you in 2022? SFPS, are you respected or disrespected? Do you respect people or disrespect people? And what would you say or do if a holy God disrespected you for no apparent reason? Now I'm staring at the bus right now, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how fast I can run to catch this bus with all this daggone food that I just got from the daggone supermarket. Oh, oh, there it is. If I were to try to run, look how disrespectful the bus is pulled off. Look, big. Ooh, I'm glad I don't curse. I love church because I learned how to be a different human being. But tonight, I got special guests in the building, and I'm going to introduce y'all to them in a little bit. You know, it's unbelievable how this show is going to be. See, I do all my shows spontaneously. I don't know what's going to happen, how it's going to go, and who's going to call. But I know one thing, we're going to get some knowledge tonight. The other thing I know is somebody going to fall in love and somebody going to get corrected. Somebody might just get disrespected. I don't know. The other thing I know is we're going to have a very good time. Now, my special co-host tonight is Amina, She Said What, Thompson. And my other special co-host is Dr. Roxanne Conti. Now, we're going to tell y'all how y'all can follow them on YouTube because y'all going to figure that out too when they get on the duck. But I need y'all people that's listening to understand what's going to happen next. Because there's going to be some special guests that's going to pop in. And guess what? You are the most important person of all. Now, since I like to talk about the future a lot and talk about it, you know, like I don't even know what's happening, but then all of a sudden it happens. I can't even know why the heck I said what I say, but then it happens to be what I said. And I'm looking, I'm walking like Wonder Bear, like, don't put no water on me. I don't want to be that squashy. You ever get bread that's all wet? You try to feed it to somebody like, yeah, there you go. Have your peanut butter jelly sandwich. The kids looking at you like, man, are you out your freaking mind? You going to disrespect me like that? Or you get my bologna and cheese sandwich. You're like, your mom can take the daggone bread off of it. It's all wet. You know, some people don't like it like that. But you know, if you go overseas, we ain't never seen no bologna and cheese or peanut butter and jelly, and they eating that food that's like worms and stuff, and you give them that, they're like, blah, 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 blah. They're tearing that thing up so fast, you're like, they hold up, slow down. Like, no, no, no. Got another one? You look at him like, hey, he has one. Another one, you want a wet one? Hey, that's how it come, I'm going to get it. Give mine. They don't care. So this is why I'm going to give y'all some understanding tonight, right? And at the same time, make y'all be able to see each other in a different lingo. Now, one thing I understand is too much of anything ain't good. You got the positive and you got the negative. You got the light and you got the dark. What is it when it's darkness? What is darkness? Where it's just nothing but, you ever go into one of them churches like the one that's down on on 11th Spring Garden, you look at this big old tall church, you're like, that thing is still there for all them years. But if you say to somebody, yeah, hey, man, go in there. You see you the last night. And go in the basement, matter of fact. How many people crazy enough to do it? I don't even care what you say. I'm not doing it. So we're going to go to a track. Because I want to be a rude, lovable awakening. I want everybody to smell what the hell is cooking. Because tonight going to be a night that we survive. And mad love to my family. We going through something right now. I need to put that all out there. But, you know, understand, like, look, I just came out the hospital today for getting hit in the eye by a branch. Yesterday, doing a tree job with them skinny branches, you know, throwing the leaves, and branch pulled back, and I'm like, what the heck is tugging me? So I turned my head back, had my glasses up, and you know, that branch said, voila! It'd be right in my eye. I said, oh, shoot. I started watering. I'm like, ow! I'm walking around in a circle. You ever get hit so bad you gotta walk in a circle like, ow, ow, what the frig? I'm doing a circle. God. Anyway, now that number 516-453-9133. Welcome to Truth Down by your true friend, Will of God. Yo, brother O, kill the guy.
Yes, you have to organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They come in with the Magnum, the Flash, and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Yes, we have to organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They come in with the tear gas and glass and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Realize that we have already been here before. Protest in the streets because we see and we all at war. Burning police cars and we shooting, looting these stores. You may not agree, but you see they changing these laws. The only thing they understand now is a city burning. They acting like they shocked with these cops, they just learning. Seeing Mr. Floyd on the ground, it got them squirming. Now we can see they are the Nazis, we the German blacks. Organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They come in with the Magnum, the Glock, and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Yes, we have to organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They come in with the tear gas and Glocks and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Yeah, we always wake up, but then we go back to sleep again. In between the protests is when we be getting weak again. We hear about the loot and another shooting this week again. This gives the police another excuse to hit the streets again. White police, black population can never be a friend. Our mothers and our fathers and our families, they be seizing them. They the overseers, we the SLAVEs to them. We gotta rise to the level where we ain't needing them. Everybody, organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They come in with the Magnum, the Glock, and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Yes, we have to organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They come in with the tear gas and glass and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Yes, you have to follow me, follow me, follow me. It's my philosophy that white law monopoly makes democracy hypocrisy. In a capitalist economy, it's no democracy. I demand a return of my sovereignty, no apology. Independence, autonomy, no need to mommy me. I can run my own country if you could just stop bombing me. Give me my land back, give me my gold back, my heritage, my birthright, you outright stole that. Organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They come in with the Magnum, the Glock, and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Yes, we have been organized, organized, organized. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They come in with the tear gas, Glock, and 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Boy, I tell you, that's terrorist. One, you know how thorough that brother is. He brings knowledge to your soul and your mind and make you say, yo, he ain't even genuine. You know that nigga ain't genuine? Yeah, he ain't genuine. He genuine. Not genuine. The singer genuine. He like, oh, no, never mind. But look, welcome to Terrell. By your true friend, Will of God. Still one of the loudest brothers in the city. Thank you for the duke, too. Thank you. Yeah, hallelujah, you too. All right, man, peace. But we're doing something incredible tonight. We're trying to have some fun. And I'm walking. Woo! I'm tired as hell because I'm walking with all these damn bags. God, gotta do not go to a supermarket hungry. You'll be looking like a fool like me. What the heck? But back to the life and story. Now that number 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to get on the air. And we're going to do this for real. The topic, y'all, if you just tune in, you're going slow motion. Or you just like getting out of bed doing the motion potion. Some of y'all know how to motion potion. What's your notion? I'm going to get you there. If you, never mind. I'm good. The topic is... My topic tonight, right? What's the topic? Oh, yeah. What's the definition of respect to you in 2022? P.S. Are you respected or disrespected? Do you respect people or disrespect people? And what would you say or do if our holy God disrespected you for no apparent reason? Now let me introduce you to two young ladies at the same tag all the time. Now they both get the time to speak, but I want y'all to be able to talk to them too, but they're going to give their synopsis of what they need to say. But I don't want to make them wait their turn. I want both to come out the same day all the time. We're going to do things different tonight, spontaneously. First of all, one of them is Amina. She said what, Thompson? Hey, Amina, can you say hello real quick?
How you doing?
Oh, there she is. And then the other one is Dr. Rock. We call her Rock Said Thompson. Dr. Rock Said Thompson, can you say hello?
How are you?
Oh, there I go.
Now, since they both know each other and they're cool like that, I'm going to let this show, cause I'm going to mute my phone, but I want them to play Tarzan with, and everybody be like, and understand the words that's coming out their mouth. Now, who's on first, the chicken or the egg? Matter of fact, y'all can pick your own poison. Who want to speak first? Amina or Dr. Rives? How y'all want to play this ball? Or y'all want to just talk together? Talk to me. First of all, I got to say the wrong thing. Because that's so disrespectful. Let's do it like this. Now, Amina, who are you? Where'd you come from? And what are you doing today? And then Dr. Rocks, after Amina says that, you tell them who you are, where you come from, and what you're doing today. And then we're going to proceed with the conversation. Amina!
Well, I'm from Philadelphia. And on radio. Well, no, I'm not really a radio. Podcast, comedian, which my station is mainly about relationships that I put in a comedic way, which means that what I say it with a funny spell, but when you finish listening to my show, you're like, damn, she was really, that was really real. I'm also a film director. I do independent movies. I have a cosmetic line called Bubblegum Me, which you can be purchased on my website, www.bubblegummewith2e's.com. We specialize with thinning, alopecia, dandruff, and my products are medicinal healing oils. But the twist of the product is that you don't know you're wearing the medicine because of the fragrance that smells so good. And that's it.
Ooh. Now, wait a minute. I like that. Now, hold up. Dr. Rock.
My name is Doc. Hello. Hello. My name is Dr. Rock. Roxanne Conti. I have a podcast called Roxanne Conti Show. We have different guests on. I do it once a month. We have different guests, and they talk about their business and what they do in their business, and it could be about any kind of topic. We talk about different topics and, you know, a lot of things that's going on in the world. And we, you know, have different questions, and people call up, you know, ask some questions, and we answer their questions. And I am I'm a model, which I will be in a fashion show this Mother's Day. And I just do a lot of, I just move around. I do a lot of things. I'm a school teacher. Well, I'm a retired school teacher in Philadelphia School District. And I went back to help out the students. So I've been back helping them out. And because they don't, a lot of teachers don't stay as long as I do. So I'm glad to be back to help them out.
Oh, she said a model. And listen, that fault for God. You ever get a bottle? You know, it got fragrance. Man, they got fragrance. Y'all better be ready to smell it. So this is what we're going to do, right? I'm going to have them talk to each other, interview each other with the conversation at hand. What is the definition of respect to you? And I'm going to mute my phone and fall back, and I want to hear this. Because these ladies already know. I think I hear a TV in the background, so you got a TV piece doing that thing. Dizzle. Oh, shoot. So let's get it funky. Dr. Rocks and Amina, she said, well, Thompson, how would that charge you? What's the definition of respect to y'all? I want to hear this.
Well, me, when you say disrespect, we already know what it means. You know, you don't have to really find a definition because it's called disrespect. You already know you dissing me, and then with the diss, you add it's half diss and then it's half respect, because women allow men to disrespect them, and so like men allow women to disrespect them. So, you know, it's your personality, it's your character, it's how you play yourself, how you ask for respect. You know, women, it depends on what are you talking about. You talk about, are you being disrespected at work? Are you talking about being disrespected in a relationship? What are you talking about? You talk about when you go to the supermarket, somebody get in front of you, and you like, excuse me, I was in line first. So what part of disrespect are you talking about? Are you talking about you having a conversation and somebody just cut you off? Or are you talking about when you drive and somebody just jump in front of you? Like, what part, you know, when you say disrespect, what are you talking about?
Well, basically, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead, Dr. Rock.
No, I don't think, you know, I think the thing of it is today, the way society is today, it's a lot of men, they might disrespect women sometimes in different ways and I think sometimes through song, when they sing certain songs and doing a lot of raps and stuff, they might disrespect them, and they might not understand that's what they do when they doing a lot of cursing, calling them different names while they're singing. But that's a lot of times, sometimes it's like the hip hop, you know, they do that sometimes. But I just think as far as disrespect and respect, like you said, can go a long way. I mean, it depends on, it could be, you know, if you can be anywhere, for example, someone being nice to you and they respect you, holding the door for you when you're going in the store or going wherever you're going and they hold the door, that's being respectful. Or if they know how to talk to you, someone talking to you, and it depends on which way they talk to you. So they can go, respect can go anyway, actually. You know, I just feel like I think if you want respect, you got to give it. That's just my opinion about respect.
Well, you know me. I'm my conversation is always about relationships. So I'm going to turn off. I'm going to go to relationship when it comes to disrespect, and this is mainly for women. And I don't downgrade. You know, I'm not saying women are wrong and what they do, but a lot of times you are. You know, you meet a man, he's married, and then you'll go date this man while he's married. First of all, you're disrespecting the wife. You know, a lot of women say, well, I don't want to be the main one. Well, why would you want to be the second one? So that's disrespect right there. Then secondly, you know, you get the man, and then when you get the man, he leaves his wife. He says, okay, you know, I'm going to leave her, come over to you, and we're going to make this thing happen. This man, and you think, one thing about what women don't understand, and I wish they would learn, and it's not all women, but it's a very high percentage. You have to understand, in the beginning of any relationship, there's always a closet. There's always a door that you don't know about. So when you're dating this person, in your mind, you feel you got this lovely guy, and you're saying to yourself, she crazy. I don't know. Because one thing that women don't understand about men, anytime a man comes out outside of his marriage and chooses to date you, then he's being disrespectful. So I don't even know why you would feel some kind of way if he does disrespect you, because he's already shown you that he's not a man that holds any type of respect. So, you know, a lot of times when a woman gets this man and then she feels that, oh, he's all of this, you know, and then once you get him, you really see what he's made of. I had a girlfriend a long time ago. She was cheating with a guy and the wife left him. So when she got the man, she didn't know the whole time he was an alcoholic. So a lot of times women and men, I think you're very disrespectful when you go outside of somebody else's relationship. I don't think it's cool. Now, as far as vanity, it depends on are you making love? You know, because a lot of men like to, you know, a lot when you're in the bedroom, because she talked about, you know, verbal abuse through the song. But if you're in the bedroom and you're having sex and y'all getting it in, and he calling you a female dog, and, you know, some of them might like that name. So that might not be disrespectful, because it all depends on how you're using the word female dog. Because I have a girlfriend, and we're like, go ahead, female dog, and y'all know the really word, but I really don't want to talk to you. I can't talk the way I really like to talk, because I don't know who's listening. But I'm a raw female. On my channel, she say what by Amina. I don't have a filter, but tonight I'm having a filter because people think I can't have one. But I'm having a filter. But, you know, when a guy call each other nigga, you know, some people that's into Afrocentrical, they be like, oh, Afrocentric. They be like, oh, well, why you calling a nigga? Listen, it's just a conversation, but they might feel that's being disrespected. You know, so, you know, it depends on the company that you with. It depends on the air, you know, where are you at? You know, like, this is a real, like, you know, mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you know, like, you, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, if you pass gas, you know what I mean? I've walked in the supermarket, you know, I've been in a supermarket, and I've seen a buyer, a consumer, stand right there and pass gas. That was disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, so at the end of the day, like, you know, you have to talk to the listeners and then let them, you know, because me and doctor can go all day long about, you know, disrespect. But some people some women don't think me dating a man is disrespectful. They be like, well, that's on her. She ain't doing her job. What job? I don't understand what job is she supposed to be doing. If she's trying to do a job, you're disturbing it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, like, you having sex, mm-hmm. a man pull your hair and pull your wig off, that you might get so disrespected because people. I mean, you know, it all depends on like this topic of disrespect that you talk about, Chill. It all depends. You have a person spit in your face when you're fighting. That's disrespect. You know, mm-hmm. you could be talking to throw some water in my. You know what I mean? You could be having intercourse and the guy lied and told you he wore a rubber. And he didn't, and he went into you bare. That's disrespect. So, you know what? You know, it's all kind of disrespect.
Wow.
He started with the disrespect.
Dr. Watts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. No, and I agree with what she was saying about disrespect. I mean, you know, especially if it's if you know that you are in the relationship, if you're seeing someone and they are married, and to me that's disrespect. And same vice versa. If a woman knows that a man is married and they want to see him anyway, that's disrespect. You know, it's a lot of ways you can take it as far as disrespect or, you know, for someone to, you know, date out, you know, commit adultery, period. You're disrespecting your wife. Whatever you do, you're disrespecting your husband, vice versa. I mean, everything she said, I agree with. And people sometimes they just ignorant. They'll cough in your face and not hold their mouth or nothing. That's disrespect. It depends on the way a person talks to you. And even when you know, if you are as a teacher being in a classroom, you know, with the students and stuff, you know, you tell them, look, when I say. If I'm talking to them and I'm teaching them and they start talking to me, that's disrespect. Are they talking and they're not listening? That's disrespect to a teacher. They're not listening. They're not raising their hand. They're not following the rules. That's disrespect. I mean, you know, like I said, like Mina said, it can go both. It can go a lot of ways, you know, disrespect. You know, a person say, oh, yeah. I mean, it depends on the way a guy tried to talk to you. I mean, guys, you be in the street and the guy might say, hey, baby, I like, you know, I like the way your behind is or the way you walk. You know, it depends on which way they say it. You know, depends on which way they say it. It could be disrespectful. I mean, you know, you could say it in a nice way. You could say it in a different way, another way to make it sound like it's disrespectful. Some men, you know, some women, same way, you know, oh, you know, I like the way he, you know, I like the way his butt look when he walk and all this stuff. To me, you know, It depends on which way you say it, I guess. It can be a disrespect or it might not be disrespectful. I guess it's the way you say things and what you say and how you say it to me. It's to everything that she done said, I agree with when it comes to disrespect. Anything, you can deal with it. Anything you deal with in life, you don't know. I mean, people could say something, and I disrespected you. Yes, you disrespected me the way you said it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And sometimes people will say things, and they don't mean it, and they say it the wrong way, and they say, oh, you disrespected me.
You know what else? I thought that's you know, not cutting you off.
Wait a minute. Guess what? We got a caller in the queue. I still got somebody as a special guest that's going to come in too. But we got a call in the queue, and I think they don't know how to speak to Dr. Roxanne Conte and Amina, she said, what, Thompson, the caller. Welcome to Q Sterile. Matter of fact, hold up, caller. People that's listening, dial that number, 516-453-9133, plus one just to get live on the air. And welcome to Q Sterile. Who am I speaking to now?
Hey, peace, will of God, man of God. You listen, hey, this is Huni Bakatun, the Magic Man. How you doing, sir?
Yo, what's up, Dougie? Yo, you know what? Since you're a man, I wanted the women out there get mad if they change that song called "You Got a Big Mouth." He's like, "You got a big butt, a big butt, big butt, big butt." Or the other door is. That was fine. But go ahead, man. What's up? Your show was good last night. Talk to us, man.
Hey, thank you, sir. Hey, look, I got to be real on this one here. Thank you for the subject. Appreciate your special honored guest. All right, now here's respect. Here's my answer, especially when it comes to respect. This is something that the so-called African-American have yet to get. And it explains why we go through all the things that we go through. One of the things that get me is if you look at the so-called hate crime bill that we have yet to get, right? But you see how quick that they passed it when it came to the Chinese? You know why? Because they got over 400 million Bruce Lees that's ready to go to war at any time. We don't have that. Can you imagine if we had 400 Jim Kellys that's ready to take an enemy to war, enemy in all forms, whether foreign or domestic? You understand? We don't have that. Every other nation in their right mind, see, a lot of people think it's about money. We've been making money ever since captivity. Not everybody, but it has been millionaires. It's been millionaires during the time when they was hanging, during the time, I'm talking about you go back 400 plus years, during the time of all of that hell, there was some that was millionaires. Are you feeling me, willing God? And now
Hooney, check this out. Anybody who's not speaking, can you mute your phone? Because we got a little echo going on in the background, and we can hear it. I just got a text from the producer, like, I can hear right now when I'm talking. So just mute your phone, because I mute my phone when I'm not talking, because we can hear the da-da-da-da-da. That means for everybody that's on my phone on three-way, I can hear it now, too. Mute your phone. Go ahead, Hooney, finish.
All right, and that's really, really been the main issue. A lot of people think it's all about money. Even if we did, and that's something, that's a whole other can of worms right there, because we have yet to put our money together and form our own government, which is something else that we need. I don't have no problem with other people government, you know, themselves, that's their right, with their own laws and all of that, and that's something else we don't have. But when it comes to respect, that's something that you got to earn and something you got to take. The best thing I love about respect is I don't have to agree with you. I don't have to get along with you, but I can respect your views. But when it comes to me, the Magic Man Haru, you can love like I hate me, but you will respect me one way or another.
Shoot. Now, wait a minute. You got to talk to Dr. Rock, and you got to talk to me. Come on. Talk to me.
Hey, peace, doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Yeah, I was just, you know, expressing my views, especially when it comes to respect. You know, relationships and all that kind of stuff, that's a whole nother issue. But I'm mainly concerned about us as a whole with all the stuff that we're going through, and I hear us, you know, complaining, marching, singing, dancing, praying, doing everything you can imagine. But there's no other people that have went through the hell that we have went through for this amount of time. And people always wondering, you know, what's the reason why? Why don't we get the justice that other people do? You get what I'm saying? And it's like the old saying go. You know, a bully's a bully until they get punched in the mouth, until they run up on somebody else that's not afraid and that can really, really handle business. We don't have that as a people. You know, and something I have been saying, I know y'all don't know me, doctor, but I've been saying this for over 36 years, especially over here, you know, in America. We always needed our own military, and that's something else that we have yet to form. If we had those things, I'm just being real with you, if we had a military that's ready to come to our defense the same way the Chinese do, the same way any other nation in their right mind, you get what I'm saying? Then we'll be able to, you know, take our respect back, finally.
Now, say hi to Mina.
Hey, how you doing, Mina? I remember you. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. I don't want you to get offended, so please don't take this personal. But see, this is what I feel about, you know, you said for over 36 years you've been whatever. This is what I realized about this world, all right? If you don't have any power and you don't have any wealth, you are nobody. So nothing is going to change for anybody, because until you get the power and the wealth, you're not going to be recognized. So when you say the disrespect about this and this and that, and they've been doing all that, it's okay to have your opinion. But if you're not wealthy and you don't have power, you're never going to be respected. And that's the reason why people don't understand about, that's why sometimes people despise wealthy people. You know, they say, oh, money ain't everything. Money does mean it's just like sex. Sex is important, so is money. So when you say what you say, I definitely understand what you're saying. But as a people, one thing I know about black people, we say the Koreans get what they want to get. The reason why a lot of times Koreans or any foreigners tend to achieve in the economic world is because their country, they come from hardworking people. Us blacks, we don't stick together and we're lazy. Mm-hmm. You know, look at the employment rate. It's so many jobs. You have businesses that's closing because blacks are so lazy, and not all of them, but it's very high percentage. And I get so, you know, like I say, don't take it personal, but this is me. My mouth is what it is. I get so tired of black people always complaining about what the white man ain't doing and what the Chinese man ain't doing and what the Italians ain't doing. As a people, you don't even stick together. I have a hair product that's for men and women. I promote my business all the time. I have more Caucasians and Puerto Ricans support me than my own color. So when you say black, when you don't even support your own color, what do you think? You think they're going to come together and say, hey, you know what, let's all get a bill and let's all get together and see if we can. That's not going to work. We just, listen, you can have a black seafood soul food on the block with the Chinese. You can sell chicken wings and french fries. You know where the blacks going? They're going to the Chinese people. And they're only going to come to us because it's somebody that knew me, that had a connection. And they're going to say, oh, hey, chill. Go over there to Mina's store. She's doing so-and-so. But you think a black person going to come and buy a chicken wing from me? I don't think so. So, you know, when it comes to that, that's why I stay out of that black, you know, that racist stuff and all that. Because at the end of the day, I don't count. And so I get the power. When I get the power and I get the wealth, then I can do something about it. Until then, I'm just a number, like you getting, you know, lunch meat at the deli. You feel me?
I feel you loud and clear. And it's no, you know, I don't take it personally at all. I hear you. You don't necessarily have to agree, because to me, when it comes to wealth, you know, you got a lot of us got money. You understand? It's beyond money. But I'm going to say this, mm-hmm. and I'll be done with it. What we have is something called soul power, something that you can't buy. Now, you got a lot of people that have it, and they actually sell their soul. And I got a power that's unearthly. You understand? So it's not about money. I'm not going to be bought like that. And the type of power I have, and those people who's in their right frame of mind, we have a power that was given to us by the creative forces, but a lot of us don't take time to use that. You understand? A lot of us are afraid to be who what we are. The last thing I want to say about that is it's almost impossible for a people to come together in any form when they've been divided in mind for such a long time. Our people don't know. Our people have yet to agree pretty much on anything. You understand? And they've been expecting other people to come free them. I will say this. I don't need no pale man. I don't need no app. I don't need no other person in this world to think for me because I think well enough on my own.
Mm-hmm. But
no,
you know what?
I don't need someone. I'll be done. I'm almost done. See, one thing I can say is I know how to think. The average person has yet to be able to think on their own yet. That's something I can do without the aid of someone thinking for me.
Now, one thing I want to say, Dr. Ross, you can finish this thing real quick because you got another track to go. But
oh,
really,
I just wanted to say I agree with what they were saying, what Mina was saying also, because there's a lot of blacks, they don't even, they don't, for some reason, like a lot of jealousy going on between you know, the same race sometimes, you know, black on black crime. Look what's going on. It's just really sad to me. I mean, that this stuff is going on and jealousy and no one is support one another. But yet, you know, it happens in with friends and families also. You know, they don't want to support you, and they don't want to. You would think your family would be the first ones to support you, but they don't. You know, they'd be the last ones to support you. And to me, it's true and it's sad. But as far as people, they get more respect to people. Look at that. You know, I don't even like to say who that president we used to have. Look what's going on. They gave that man utmost respect, and that man don't care nothing about nobody. But they gave him utmost respect because he got all that money. You know, he might owe taxes, but we might be the little man, but we got to be the ones to pay. I mean, there's a lot of things that I noticed. Like you said, when it comes to money, you know, when it comes to money, they don't care. I mean, people, you know, you get so many things that happened for you good because you got money, and that's to me, it shouldn't be that way. You know, it should be like you should be treated the same way regardless of what you have in life.
Well, it's not right, because one thing I got to say is, I need Hooney to tell everybody, you know, who he is. And I think Brother O can say better than that. But before Hooney does that, I mean, Brother O says that, because we're going through this track. Hooney, but 10 seconds, what would you do if our holy God disrespect you for no apparent reason? What would you do? What would you say?
It all depends on what type of disrespect that they're coming at me with. Because a lot of times I'm not going to be easily offended about a lot of stuff that's really, really petty. The best thing I'm talking about God.
What if God disrespected? What would you say?
My perception of God is completely different. The best way to comprehend my comprehension of God, look up Psalms 82, verse 6.
Well, amen. Now, there's only one way, because this is a, listen, y'all. He had a show yesterday, and this is a fellow host of WBNN. But there's only one way anybody can tell anybody in this world who the heck he is. Hey, DJ Olesky, who is this brother?
All right, guys. So first of all, I'm so glad. Hey, Amina, wonderful. I know you can handle yourself well. I heard what you said. Yeah, I'm glad. Good to hear another side of you. Tonight, this is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting, not only enshrining, but lifetime achiever elect. This man, last night, we honored him with his fifth anniversary on the air, all-time internet radio. His name is Hooney Baka-Tun.
Oh, shit. Go ahead, Hooney. How did you follow you, dog?
Hey, you can look me up online, sound therapy with Magic Man Haru LLC, but most importantly, I'm on one of the greatest networks of our time at WBNN, and I'm doing a lot of work, man. I'm putting a lot of work out there for my ninth and final visit here. So in regards to whatever happened, it's a wrap for me anyway. So bottom line is, the last thing I want to say is respect. Can you imagine if we didn't do all of this stuff and have stood together instead of, you know, fighting to go spend our money with other people, we had kept that money to ourselves, can you imagine where we would be, where we would be as a people? Our people still want to be loved by other people who keep giving them the circle part of the smelly area to kiss. So once you learn to love yourself and treat yourself accordingly, a lot of the nonsense and the ignorant stuff that we have been doing as a people will stop.
Amen. Thank you. DLS, can you kill it for me?
I'm going to tell you the truth, though. Really? I like to read a lot. Books be uplifting me. Words help you see a lot. This book was a gift to me. Chuck D presents this day in rap and hip-hop history. It's a reference book. It puts important dates in a list for me. Jamel Shabazz, A Time Before Crack. A photographic history of hip-hop from way, way back. Here's Martha Cooper's hip-hop file, Charlie Ahern, Wild Style, and 50 Cent's 50th Law. I used to read this to my child. Sometimes I look at my library and I smile. Cause if I can't find it on the shelf, I know it's there in my files. Meanwhile, there's other books with other hooks and outlooks. I like to cook, so I read about cooks. I can't live without books. I like books, I recite books, I even write books a lot. Science of rap, rumination, gospel of hip-hop. But let me spit a quick list, a book list that's really short. The first book that you should get is really a passport. Travel, that's key, but the books can unlock it. Unlock your mind by reading lines of new topics. Place your optics on books of real black knowledge. Beginning with Carter G. Woodson, I'm paying homage. His book, Mixed Education of the Negro, is essential for freeing your mind from the slavery that's mental. Turn up this instrumental, you ain't dealing with an amateur. I'm reading Walter Rodney, How Europe Undeveloped Africa. That's the man to thank, high rank. Let's look at The Birth of Black America by Andrew Frank. Take that to the bank. Let me rock again, hip-hop again. Check out Africa, Mother of Western Civilization by Joseph Ben Yakinen. Check out Black Man of the Nile again by Joseph Yakinen. Civilization or Barbarism by Schenck and Tajop. And then Black Indians by William Lauren Katz. Take it back. Anything by Dr. Cornel West, you need to go get that. Michael Eric Dyson, all his books, go get all of that. Henry Louis Gates, PBS, show support for that. I'm like Banneker with the almanac. Books, I got the tallest stack. The Brooklyn Public Library, yeah, that's where I started at. I read up everything, every book that I could see. While these others went to college, I got my knowledge for free. Philosophy, theology, paleoanthropology, mythology, economy. I study these subjects entirely for free. It was free. You got to see me. It was free. Open your eyes and see. It was free. You got to see. Good things in life are free. Don't waste your money. Let us continue on the menu with these reference books, like the Oxford English Dictionary. For words, it's a better look. It deals with word history before and after them. But it's funny, in the A section, you can't find the word African. But these books, don't start trashing them, bashing them, harassing them. It just shows accurately the racism to the maximum. Here's American Heritage Dictionary, fourth edition. Here's what it looks like when we look at the definition of Shirley Chisholm. Peep the wisdom and the complication. Hopkins. Shirley Chisholm was the first black woman to seek the Democratic presidential nomination. You talk about breaking new ground, Shirley's profound. But in the American Heritage Dictionary, this is nowhere to be found. This is an American Heritage Dictionary reference. And Shirley Chisholm's run for president doesn't get one sentence. I'm just pointing it out, the scholarship, what it's all about. Don't just read, find out what these authors are all about. I'm free! You got to see me. It was free. Open your eyes and see. It was free. You got to see. Good things in life are free. Don't waste your money.
Wow, this is one heck of a show. Welcome, y'all, to Two Third Row by your true friend, Will of God. Yo, y'all can't understand English because y'all English is not understandable. That's not being disrespectful. That's because of the fact that I just don't understand it. Some of the people that walk around the land talking about, they got dishpan hands. Now, all y'all mans with dishpan hands understand. Sometimes y'all got to be the umbrella. But imagine if you change it up and don't want to be a fella. You want to be something else. I ain't trying to be disrespectful to you. But my God, imagine if there's no more men walking upon this earth. Wouldn't that be a sight? Imagine if all the old people right here is gone, right? Wouldn't that be a sight? So I'm telling y'all tonight, right, girl, by your true friend, Will of God, the topic tonight is, what is the definition of respect to you in 2022? P.S. Are you respected or disrespected? Do you respect people or disrespect people? And what would you say or do if a holy God disrespect you for no apparent reason? You could dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to get live on the air. We got Mina, she said what, Thompson, in the building as my special co-host. And we have Dr. Roxanne Conti as my other special co-host. And then we got another brother who's going to talk to the ladies, better known as Clever One. Hey, Clever One, you in the building?
I'm in the building. It's Clever One in here.
All right, man. Listen, man. I want you to say hello to the ladies. Amina.
Hello, ladies. Good evening.
Dr. Rocks.
Hello.
Amina, Dr. Rocks. What's going on? How's everyone this evening?
Okay. How are you?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. So what can I do for you folks? Or how should I say? What are we doing? We smacking a smackdown on what's the subject here?
Yeah, the topic is what's the definition of respect to you in 2022? But at the same time, I'm spontaneous with it. I love to hear what might happen if you do what you do and let the ladies do what they do and the whole world can hear it through just like that.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. So we talking perspective, right? So we talking respect here, right? So basically, you know, my outlook on respect is this.
Respect and disrespect.
No, it's disrespect.
What is the definition of? You made me forget my dag on top. Ain't that some crap right there?
Do people disrespect you, or what do you say about disrespect?
I'm from a different part of the country, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, respect is earned, you know what I mean, where, you know, if you're not going to, I'm going to respect you one way or the other, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, I'm going to make sure the transgression is not on my side of the fence, on the side of the situation, you know what I mean? I always keep my part of the line of the sand as neat as possible, so where when somebody crossed the line of the sand, it ain't me. So the whole thing is, you know, I'll respect you, but you know what I'm saying? The minute you disrespect me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you worry about that part later. The whole thing about it is I don't really want it to too much disrespect because, you know, sometimes respect, I wear that as a uniform, you know what I mean? Where, you know, I can go anywhere and blend in with the people, you know what I'm saying? Based on the fact that I know that proper etiquette and mannerisms and, you know, behavior to, you know, to present when I'm in you know, entering the room or exiting the room or whatever it is. You know what I mean? You enter a group of people, you know what I'm saying? Respectfully, you know what I mean? I'm entering the room. I speak to the group of people, you know what I'm saying? Regardless who speaks back, I spoke to the whole group, which is out of respect, you know what I'm saying? Because there's people in the room, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all about how respectively you carry yourself and based on how you receive it. Are you looking for respect? Because some people just have it by default, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never really had to, I never really was jumping out of the jet for respect based on the fact that you're going to respect me or get out my way. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's really that. You don't have to respect me, you know, and because I'm not demanding it. But guess what? If you call yourself crossing me, you know what I mean, and getting in my way, I'm going to remove you. You know what I mean? Respectively. You know what I'm saying? I don't make a mess. We're not going to make a mess. We're going to keep it in between me and you, the disrespectful person, and make it not a mess for anyone that may be witnessing the situation. We're going to do that. Make sure that the respect or the disrespect or the reciprocation or vice versa on that, we're going to keep it between parties. You know what I'm saying? But that's just really that. You know what I mean? You got to demand your respect. If not demanded, at least earn it. You know what I'm saying? The first and foremost, you know, people like respect, but they walk around disrespectful. They'll say, oh, this, everybody going to respect me and respect this and respect that. And then, you know, you find that these people that talk like that with those languages are the most disrespectful people on the earth. You know what I'm saying? Where you see their languages and their speeches or other terms, when the subject is not on them or on other things in view, they'll say, oh, look at this, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at this, that. When it's their turn, you know what I'm saying, it's a different story. So, you know what I mean, it's all about who the people are as well. You know what I mean, we all got different degrees of etiquettes on how we respect people or receive respect, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how I view it, you know what I mean? You know, I keep it simple. I try to keep it on the medium, you know what I mean? I keep the middle course, you know what I mean? If you're getting disrespectful, though, trust and believe. I know how to reciprocate that, you know.
And I'm listening right now, right?
Yo, mute your phone, dog. Mute your phone. All right, there you go. Go ahead, finish. Now, any rebuttals, ladies?
Well, you know what I mean? This is a whole different subject, all right? So this is how I feel. But this is a very popular relationship that's in the United States and out of the United States, which is called polygamy. And I, for me as a woman, and I had this conversation and I was telling Clever how I feel about, for me as a woman, I feel that it's disrespectful for a woman to allow another woman to share your man. And my opinion of that is that, well, if a woman allows that, two reasons why she allows that relationship is one of them is she's weak mentally, and the second, she has a plan. Because when a woman allows a man to bring another woman into their group of relationships of polygamy, which you allow him to have and make love to other women, to me, that's disrespectful. And the reason why, because I know a man wouldn't allow it. But the culture that men and women agree upon that, to me, I feel it's disrespectful because I know for a fact if I had a man and I said, hey, babe, listen, you know, on Monday and Friday, me and Clever getting it in, and then on Tuesday and Wednesday, me and Chill getting it in, and on Sunday, I'm saving it for Brian, he's not tolerating that. You know what I mean? So oh, you're not going to just, that's disrespectful. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like when I had this conversation, when we talk about submitting to your husband, and I don't give a rat butt about submitting to your husband. You still owe me the respect. And it was,
All right. Now, that's some deep stuff right there. And, of course, Will is doing his thing, and we're going to bring him back in momentarily. Here's my thought about it. When it comes down to disrespect, you disrespect yourself. You're listening to WBNN. All right, now, we go to the trizzy, y'all. Me do.
Real spitters out there, hold tight.
Yeah.
Sent me, evidently, positive lyrics, never ready, spirit charged, never empty, devil's charge can never tempt me, the level 8 on could never dent me, the enterprise can never rent me, keep the drive without the Bentley, I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T, truth is hard, but I speak it gently, squeeze my shit till the clip is empty, demons and angels, they all protect me, goblins, goons, they all respect me, walk in the room with the instrumentals, superior MC, skills essential, spit with a hit quick, I was meant to, trump your car, and didn't elect you. I got drive, I will wreck you. Bank on the fat rappers, I will check you. Disrespect you, disconnect you. Bring the tech to you and who you next to. Say what you want, yo, I don't care. My crew charge in like da-da-da-da. Now you laying on the floor over there. As we can see, you're the roar right here. You would've seen it if I saw it last year. But that's okay, I bring it all right here. Strictly queens, no whores in here. Kadak ain't niggas, all in here. Ain't no beggars, we all got care. Lions, chewing up the ghosts and the tears. You don't want truth? Close your ears. God, the devil's supposed to fear.
Yes, speak better than you, speak better than you, speak better than you, no less. Yes, better than you, no less. Yes, better than you, no less. Yes, speak better than you, speak better than you.
That roar from the coach's call. You want that roar? Should we got some more? Come inside, lock the door. Some of y'all never heard hip-hop before. So here we go, yo, the truth is short. Rappers be frauds like Banner 4. You can see they amateurs. They ain't David. What you holding they Banner for? David, Banner, that's my boy. I can't wait for the day that we back on tour. Back to the roar, my skills are better. Rap so sick, I hope you're feeling better. Resurrector, they spit rap. I spit metal netcher, lyrical ruler, holding the scepter. You did love, love's gonna get ya. Temple of hip-hop, that's school. I don't wanna learn, that's a fool. Ignorance, that ain't cool. I'm blowing, get in the pool. We teach the golden rule while they hold the tool. The platinum rule while they act a fool. God is the headliner, so ignorance, KRS-One's coming after you. Straight blasting you, not asking you. Then pray over the body like the pastor do. To hell they dragging you. You front so hard you can't even look back at you. Your history is gone, but this is what I came back to do. Bring it back to you. You know we devour cowards when these rappers talk. We are not empowered. All they do is shouting, but they ain't master the P, they ain't doubt about it. I'm master the power, and I'm proud about it. The cypher's getting proud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speak better than that, you know less. Yes, better than that, you know less. Yes, better than that, you know less. Yes, speak better than that, you speak better than that, you speak better than that, you know less. Yes, better than that, you know less. Yes, better than that, you know less. Yes, speak
okay.
Better than that, you speak better than that, you.
Street runner, beat bumper, everything hip hop we cover. Some of these rappers in a deep slumber. KRS-One, he will hover. Over nearly everyone, you never seen a better one. I'm crazy with the letters, and you dealing with a veteran. I fly like a pelican, I rain so I'm wetican. I'm always a gentleman, chill up with the venom. Venomin, what you hear in now is the melanin. You can see now by the stars, we the betterman. Temple of hip hop, culture developing. Peace, love, unity, we sending them. Some of these dudes so big for the letting them. So in the interim, we hit them with the minimal. Alpha, omega, beginning and ending them. Raw shit, we gonna keep on hitting them.
Yes, hello, people. Oh, my God, that was all me. I'm so sorry, but listen, y'all, welcome to Truth Terror. Amina, please finish what you were saying.
I was talking about when we were saying respectful, and I was talking about polygamy. And I was saying that for me as a woman, another woman might not see that as disrespectful because that's, you know, in my opinion, is that if you allow a man to have or penetrate another woman and you're okay with that, either you have a plan or you're weak-minded, you know, and the plan is that, okay, yes, I'm going to agree and submit to you having these other women, but in my mind I got a plan. And then I was explaining to a friend of mine that sometimes men don't understand just because a woman goes along with the plan best believe she has a plan, because you have to have value with yourself. That's what disrespect comes in, when you don't value yourself. So when you allow a man or a woman to disrespect you and you are okay with that, you don't value yourself. So when you say to a man, okay, you know, it's all right if you have another woman, best believe she has the plan. And a lot of men, they don't, you know, and on my show, she say, what, this is what I really discuss. I'm really big on relate. Like, everybody's big on black power and fight the power. I'm not really big on that, because we can't do nothing about that. Look at the world. You see, it is what it is. But relationships, see, if you change the relationship where you become respectful among your mates, then you won't have a lot of anger. See, a lot of anger comes from disrespect. The fact that you have a lot of women that date these men that they don't have anything financially, and then you want to compare him with your girlfriend's man, which is disrespectful, because you're like, well, with so-and-so man, she just bought her a Gucci. Well, you know the man you're dating is not prepared financially to buy a Gucci. He can only get you a bag off the stand. So now then you want to go belittle him. Oh, yeah, if you get some money, nigga, you know, whatever. But he go to disrespect. You knew he didn't have it when you met him. So, but if you learn how to do self-development and you learn how to love yourself and need yourself and stop needing a man or a woman to, you know, identify your code, what I call it a code. You know, you can't look for love to somebody else. So a lot of I was in the market the other day. They was arguing over cereal. The woman was telling the man, well, I'm the one that's spending anyway. So what the F you did, just so disrespectful. You know, and I blame a lot of women because they be angry. You're angry. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of children. And then also you meet these men that they ghost you. They play these games with you mentally. Then you take that anger into a new relationship, and you're really angry because the man that you wanted doesn't want you, so now you get a new man. So now with this new man, you know, you start to disrespect him because you got an attitude because you really want to be like the man you had before. So a lot of people are angry. Disrespect comes from anger. Mm-hmm. You're angry about something. And if you can change your relationship among your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you and your mom, you and your pop, you won't be so angry. That's where disrespect comes from. Because I can call your phone and be like, hey, Rock, what's going on, girl? But girl, please. That nigga, what you like? Why are you so angry? Girl, I'm great. And then she just start going off, and she's not disrespecting me, but she got an attitude because she's angry with the men that she had. So now she talk about him, she's disrespecting him, and talk about him, because the bad thing that women have, and so do men, mm-hmm. I think it's very disrespectful when you go and tell your man or your girlfriend about your private and downgrade your man. So mm-hmm. when you sit on the phone, girl, that nigga, he ain't S-H-I-T, that's disrespect. Mm-hmm. So if you change, if you get a personal development, and a lot of you men and women meet the women that you want and not the women that you see, you won't be angry and you won't be disrespectful. Mm. How about that?
Now, wait a minute. Before we get funky, Dr. Roxon wants you to get in. And Clev, hold up for a second, because we got another brother in the building, too, that's going to pop the daggone weasel. People that's listening, dial that number 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to get on the air. This is Truth Thorough by your true friend, Will of God, and we going in spontaneously. Dr. Roxon, what you had to say?
No, disrespect can go both ways, women and men, like you think, you know, because, you know, I want to use example of, you know, I don't know we're allowed to talk about certain people, but I do want to use example of Will and his wife. You know, my thing is, like, what he did was wrong, yes, but...
No, don't use that one. Use another one.
God darn it, you know, don't do that.
I got my kids listening to this show. Let's go for another one. Pick another person.
Well, I was just saying, some women and men can be disrespectful. It depends on what situation you in. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not going to say the name, but I'm just going to say my thing is, you know, don't if something happened and then you don't disrespect me afterwards, after I done helped you out, I mean, I done, you know, I sat there and, you know, went and did something to help you and make sure you okay and didn't like the way it was said to you. And then all of a sudden you just tell me, you know, you go in the next day or whatever, you tell me, you know, say that I was wrong or, you know, to me that's disrespect. I mean, like, you just have to, as a woman, you know, you have to stick by your man and the man should stick by their woman and not be, you know, okay, well, you know, certain things that they do, if, even if it's right or wrong, and they did it for you, you just got to respect them afterwards. That's the way I feel. Even though they were wrong, you still should respect your man because that's, you know, your man is, he did it for you. That's an example.
See, when you come from dysfunctional, you know, there's no respect among thieves. So in that four, in that family of four, really five, the mother was a heroin addict. You understand? What's her name came from where she came from, so she wasn't really anything. She lucked up onto this man that was successful, and then he's a man that has weak. See, first of all, where men go wrong at, and I say it all the time, is that you have to learn your woman. And where they go wrong at is that you already know that she's scorned. So you have two options. Either you try to say, hey, do I want to date this woman knowing she's scorned and down the line, you know, I might, you know, not made the right choice. Then you got to realize the way they met from her cheating with him it's like me and you friends, and I be cheating with your husband behind your back. So it was all wrong. See, what people don't understand about the Bible, and see, like I tell a friend of mine, we had this conversation all the time, is that I go straight to wisdom, which is Proverbs. You know, you can go to David, you can go to, you know, King Solomon and Moses and all them. And those, a lot of those books are mainly stories, how God came in and intervened through the situation. But wisdom, which is Proverbs, is that you understand yourself and the kind of people you're supposed to have in your circle. So at the end of the day, when you meet wrong, your relationship will never be right. So the reason why those two are in the entanglement and the discombobulated and dysfunctional is because, first of all, he's a man of no self-value. And his thing is, I want to please this woman, which means that's low self-esteem. See, when you are a people pleaser, it's okay to be a people pleaser. And you're happy with people of pleasing that person is making you happy. And you're happy with yourself and you love yourself. It's a different type of way. But a sign of low self-esteem means I'm always going to put you on the front burner. You're going to get it. As always, is this about you? And that's why so many black men out here are very frustrated with women that disrespect them because they say, I give her everything. I do this. First of all, what you got to do is understand what you're laying down with. The moment you take your time and understand what you're laying down with, then you can solve the problem. Men are visual. Not all of them, but out of 100 men, 97% are visual. So when you see a woman with a banging body, they don't really know how smart you are until you sit down and they sit down and talk to you. But if you at a club or you walking downtown, oh, she's got a nice body, a nice suit. Or if you dressed like a thot, oh, she got, you know, ass out, whatever. I like her. Boom, now we sit down and have a conversation. So now this is when he says, okay, let me just start seeing where she's at mental. And the moment you see she throw it off, why do you continue the relationship? I'm going to tell you why they continue the relationship. It's because in their mind, they say, I'm going to change that. Once you get to see me and know me, I'm going to change that. Can't nobody change nothing but God and the individual. So that's the reason why that person, that family you talk about is all over the place. It's because she never respected her. First of all, if I'm cheating with you, with your man, there's no way in the way I'm respecting you. So it was never any respect from the beginning.
Well, guess what? We got another brother in the building, Toby and Clev. This is what I want you to do, brother. While Toby is doing his thing, you can feed in also until we get another caller. And people that's listening, welcome to Truth Thurl by your true friend, Will of God. Oh, my God. This show, Woo, it's getting different. You can dial that number 516-453-9133. And we also have a caller in the queue also. So I just got that text. So, Toby, after you talk real quick, and we got another caller waiting to speak because this show just became activated. Woo, go ahead, Toby. Well, hello to Dr. Roxanne Gante and Amina, she said what, Thompson. Toby, yeah? You got to unmute your phone there, brother. All right, well, we're waiting for him to get himself together. I'll take that first caller. Welcome, caller. Welcome to Pew Terror. Who am I speaking to now?
Hi, this is WBNN Commissioner, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. How are you, Brother Will and Rod? How are you tonight?
Oh, Lord, now we got the women's lib coming in here now. Oh, shoot. Women's lib, all the women stand up. Here we go. What's up, young lady? You see what we're doing. What's the definition of respect to you in 2022? Are you a person that's respected or disrespected? Do you disrespect people or do you respect people? And the biggest question is, wow, what would you do if, yo, we got an echo going on. Whoever got that speaker going on, I can hear myself doubled up talking. What would you do if God, if our holy God disrespected you for no apparent reason? But say hello to Dr. Roxanne Conte and Amina, she said, what, Thompson?
Hello.
Yeah, I was just about Hey, I was just about to do that. What's up, she said, but how are you? Good to hear from you again.
You're right.
And how are you, Dr. Conte?
All right, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good.
How you doing, baby? I'm
respect.
Good.
Respect, wow. That's good. Respect is such a, I guess, a word that a lot of people, they really don't pay attention to it because there's so much respect, disrespect going around in the world today in all types of ways. I'm someone that's big on respect. I demand respect. And for those that don't know how to give respect, me, I will put them in their place. I don't disrespect people. But then again, I do. If I'm disrespected, I then may too in turn disrespect you. But I do believe that we all should respect each other. One of the biggest things that really irks me is people that cannot respect others' opinions. And to me, that person, if it's an adult, that's an immature adult, because we all have different viewpoints, different ideologies, and we all see things differently. And no two people are going to ever see everything the same way. And for those that, you know, can't agree to disagree, they need to grow up. And so people that behave in that manner, that is very disrespectful. So to me, that's the biggest way to disrespect someone is to not respect their opinion. And also in relationships where I heard Dr. Conte talking about relationships and she say, what? Was talking about relationships. And in a relationship, respect has to be mutual. And if it's not, it's really sad and really hinders the relationship. And as far as being faithful for those in a relationship, if they're not, if they're cheating on the person that they're in a relationship with, that's the biggest type of disrespect. And I don't care if it's just entertaining another woman in conversation on the phone. If it's someone that you used to be involved with, that should not be taking place. So to me, for men that do that, I see that as very disrespectful because once the relationship is over, it should be really over. There's no need to call and chit-chat. There's no need to send photos of grandchildren or children that are growing up. None of that stuff needs to be done anymore. Do that with your new relationship. So for men or women that do those types of things, that's disrespectful. And so a lot of people think that, oh, well, just talking on the phone. So what? You're entertaining that person. and that should not be taking place. That's disrespected in relationship and the past, be left in the past. And even if there's somebody new you met, first of all, if you're meeting somebody new, you should be giving them your phone number. So, oh boy. So I can go on and on about different ways that people can disrespect people that really irritate me, but I'm going to stop there because we'll be going all night, and I know Brother O's not going to go past 11:30. So I'm going to step out the way and let other people call in and say something.
Well, wait a minute.
But I'm enjoying
wait
the
minute
show
now.
Tonight.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute now.
Yes.
What would you do if God disrespected you? What would you say or do?
Well, I don't think God would ever disrespect me because I respect him, you know, and I look to him in all that I do. So, you know, I'm a Proverbs 3:5-6 type of person. You know, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So I don't think he would disrespect me. So that to me is a, that's a rhetorical question or something, because he wouldn't disrespect me. He's not a God that disrespects his children. He may chastise us and correct us and reprove us and rebuke us, but as far as disrespecting us, he would never disrespect us. We disrespect ourselves before him, but he would never disrespect us.
I agree with you. I definitely agree with you on that. I just don't feel like that question, I guess, deserves an answer because we know God is, you know, he's a good God. You know what I mean? And he doesn't disrespect us. He loves us. He does everything. He, you know, he's the one that keeps us. He's the one, but we wouldn't be on his show without him. We wouldn't be a part of this show.
Right.
So I just feel like it really doesn't, that question doesn't really deserve an answer because we already know, you know, he's the reason for the season. We already know that God is the one that keeps us. God is the one, he doesn't disrespect us. He loves us. So I guess if you ask me about the devil, then you got another story. Then you got a whole book.
Yes.
Now, one thing I wanted to do is I want to have some fun with it. Chinchilla, you got the ladies in the building, and we got the fellas in the building. So, Clever One, you can open your mic. Toby, we're waiting for you to open up your mic. And she say, what, Amina, you definitely can speak anytime you want. I know these ladies are tired because they got a lot of things to do, and they just showing me love by staying here. But God darn it. Go ahead, fellas. Go ahead, ladies. Let's see what happens. Chinchilla, speak to these people real quick.
Yeah, can I say one thing right quick?
Yes, you can.
So the first thing I'll address is the last subject that we just got off, the topic of what would you do if God disrespects you? The thing about it is I wasn't quite sure of that question based on the fact that do you consider God's punishment as disrespect? Because if you consider that disrespect, if he's punishing you for something, that means you was doing something. You know what I'm saying? So you can't never call that disrespect at all. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, he warns you, yo, don't do this. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. But if you do these things over here, these things can happen for you. You see what I'm saying? It's that mm-hmm. simple. So mm-hmm. what happens is there's no, it's kind of like asinine to say, to utilize the term disrespect in that particular relationship. If you have a relationship with your Lord, it's not
right.
a disrespect factor. It's more so I'm going to punish you for these things that's impermissible. And I'm going to bless you for these things that I command you to do, that you abide by, and you do those things, I'm gonna reward you for that. So it's kind of really like nowhere where disrespect could be involved in the relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? To second, you know, elaborate on Dr. Rock's you know, could comment on that. The second thing I wanted to address was this thing, as far as, you know, disrespect was, you know, I noticed that we can all bring up the fact that we can kind of distinguish the gestures. We could say, okay, you know, a group of men, there's two women walking down the street. One woman on the right, she's, you know, she's dressed moderately with, you know, her adornments are covered. You can't really distinguish the shape of her body and things like that. She don't really have anything loud or any loud colors on, any makeup on, or any of these types of things. You can't even distinguish what type of walk she's putting on because, you know, it's kind of loose and it's swaying the way it's supposed to, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she knows she got steak and potatoes going on under there, so she want to kind of cover that up a little bit, you feel me? Because she know that brings attraction to herself, attention. Then you got the woman on the left side of the street, you know. She got halter top on. She got mini skirt on. She got heels on. She, you know, her body glistened up because she shaved, butted up, Bath and Body Works up. You can smell her from across the street. Her weave all the way down to her buttocks. You know what I'm saying? Her breasts is pushed all up in the air. You know what I mean? Where you see the cleavage and all these different types of things. You know what I mean? Where they come to an intersection and you have a group of men. Now, I'll ask the ladies, which one of these women do you see receiving any type of forms of disrespect before the other one? Whereas though you can't do nothing about the ignorance in the hearts of the people who are going to be disrespectful no matter how we try to present things. However, you know, There's a real ratio. Like we use common sense. I got this woman on this side of the street. You know, she got you know, her clothing is loose. Where she got, you know, whether it's a long dress, long skirt, long whatever it is, she got a long cardigan on, whatever it is. She looks nice. And then you got this one over here with the halter top, mini skirt, and the heels on. Which one gets disrespected?
Well.
About a group of males.
Okay, the group of males, they were disrespect the one that has the short skirt and all that on. But let me just say this. Sometimes the men are in relationships, not all men, but if they're in a relationship and they have a wife and they want them to cover up because that's the part of their religion, then you go out, then you got men to go out and look at other ones, but then you telling me to cover up. But you're looking at, and you're sitting there staring and thinking, you know, but you like what you see on other way, other words, not just saying it's a woman that's with you. But then you see, because it's all the time, it happens all the time with a lot of different men. I'm sure, you know, they tell them, that this is the way my religion is, whatever, you want to cover up this, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that, you're supposed to dress very, very professionally, or you've got to dress to be respected, respect yourself, and that's a good thing to think that way, and that's a beautiful thing. But you know, but then you have a girl that you say, okay, somebody just walked by and they had their breasts sticking all out and everything, and the woman might notice the one that they said that this is the way I want you to dress, and then they might notice that. So what are they doing looking at it if that's what they telling you to do? It one thing to me, if you respect your wife or your woman and you telling them to dress a certain way, then you looking at the other broad, then where's respect at?
Okay, so look, not even on the flip side of that, because listen.
Okay, excuse me for a moment. I have something to say.
Oh, you got to go jail and gang up on me real quick?
No, I have something to say.
I was going to elaborate on what she just said.
Wait.
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay, hold on, guys. This is what we're going to do. It sounds very, very, very discombobulated.
Chinchilla, I'm going to bring you back on. I know, first of all, I'm going to do Dr. Conti. I know she's trying to say something. Then I bring on Chinchilla, and we'll do it that way.
No, I said what I, no, I just said, and I think the fellow was trying to say something, I guess, after what I said. I guess he wanted
to. Yeah, I wanted to elaborate just real quick because my, okay. I was kind of getting it on both sides of the coin because what I was aiming at is this: you have women who wear these who dress provocatively, and they say, "Oh, what is he looking at?" When every 5 seconds she got to pull at her skirt to pull it down, whereas though. Every man that you walk by, you turning your face up because you feel disrespected that he's gazing upon you. But you when you walked out the house with your and you have to grab at you have to tuggle and tug at your skirt every two couple minutes.
Man.
Whereas though you demand respect. But how when you walked out the house like that, where and then the whole thing is and yes, we want our women to dress respectfully because you're our women. We know as men, anything walking out, anything we see, we're gonna look at it. So the whole thing is it's a chance that we may start gazing upon it. So the last thing I want is. Every man that my wife walks past gazing at her. So I start with her first, and then she can then to whoever the women around her can learn, and then the women around them can learn. Where now more of the women are covered up now, or they at least dressing respectively. Where okay, if you sexy, cool, but. If you got to be half naked to pull it off, you know what I'm saying? This hair is what creates the disrespect.
Okay. Now, Kevin, let me bring back on Dr. Chinchilla J. Doctor?
Yes. Okay,
yes.
Hi. That question that you posed is, pretty good question, And I think, my feeling towards that is women that dress that way, that's what they're asking for. They're dressing that way for attention. And the ones these days that dress that way, when men say whatever they say to them, if they say something about their behinds or their boobs or whatever the guys say to them, they don't see it as disrespect. The girls today, they don't. They like it. They embrace that type of stuff. But now what I want to say is in the area of disrespect, like what just happened, Brother Will, who is the host of this show, he, said what was taking place next, what he wanted to happen. And then you, the gentleman, you interrupted him and wanted to say something, and you, just totally disrespected his show by then, almost turned into your show by saying, making your comments that was fine, that we were talking about with the disrespect and things like that with your comment that you made. When it comes to God, but then you went on then to pose your own question to the ladies, and that to me was very disrespectful of the host, disrespectful to the host tonight. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say as commissioner of this network. Thank you.
Now wait a minute, Chinchilla. Let me make sure everybody have an understanding. What I did was I changed up the script. I said let's have some fun with it, and. The brothers go with the ladies, and I got Toby in the building now, and I said, since we don't have any callers, we all do a group therapy type of thing, but while we're doing this, because Toby's still in the building, and Amina never got a chance to finish talking yet, because she wanted to say something, we might as well have some fun, because until we get another caller that might want to call in and dial that number 516-453-9133, press 1 to get on the air, this is 2/3 by your true friend, Will of God. I want to make sure everything is understandably and clear. I just wanted to change up everything and see how it would sound if the men talked to the women. So I wanted Clever One to talk freely, and I wanted the women to talk freely and just see what would happen. So there was a misunderstanding right there, but I want everybody to know who you are, and we got Clever One in the building, and we got Toby in the building. And we got Amina, she said, what in the building? And Dr.
No disrespect,
Roxanne Conte. in Dr. Roxanne Container building. But, brother, oh, can you tell everybody who this young lady, better known as Chinchilla, is?
Well, first of all, she is the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year. That's our Rookie of the Year Award, the Sonya Griffin Award recipient. And she is our commissioner of this outstanding network. And I understand what she was saying because she didn't understand. And she upholds the integrity of the network. The Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. Now back to the program.
Now back to what I was saying. Amina, if you'd like to speak, because Toby's ready to speak, because now he has an understanding of what the heck we're talking about. Go ahead, Amina.
Well, you know me. I'm always going to go to the other side of the town because I'm biased. First of all, you have to understand, if when you say the woman that's tastefully dressed, which is, you know, doesn't have to be garbed up, but she's, I'm going to say professional. So you have a professional woman and you have a seductive woman, okay? Because at the end of the day, it depends on how she's dressing. If you talk about a teenager and a preteen and a 21, yes, a guy would probably disrespect her because the young boy's talking S-H-I-T to the woman or the young girl. But listen, if you're on South Street, because I'm very biased, we on South Street, right? You got Clever, you got Chill, and you got Toby. Toby, none of y'all are married. All right, you got the woman who walks across the street that's professionally dressed, all right, nice. Then you have the other one that's seductive. Toby might be the kind of man that might not feel the seductive is he's going to disrespect her because that he might like that type of woman. Now, Clever might be like, no, I don't like that type of woman because I don't want my woman like that. So it all depends of what kind of man or boy and what kind of woman or girl is walking down the street. So you just can't say at the end of the day, because first of all, I dress seductive sometimes. I don't wear mini skirts, but I might wear a long, slender skirt to hug my body, and I might wear a blouse that pushes up. I might wear a bustier that shows my cleavage, and yeah, I might have a long blonde wig down my back or toward my waist, but I guarantee you, between my articulate conversation that a guy talks to me, he's going to come in because of my sex appeal, not because I'm looking like a whore. So you have to understand, what is she wearing? Is she wearing a mini skirt that's making her look like a whore, or is she wearing something that makes her look seductive? And then you have to also understand, just because that's not turning you on, Chill and Toby might like that type of woman. So I don't look at it as disrespectful of her dressing like that, because just because you don't like that doesn't mean that they don't like that. So that's all I really wanted to say.
And I agree. You know what? And I agree. And I agree with what she just said just now, because it's the individual. Because I feel like even you have men that's married now and say, you know, they might tell their wives, look, you got to step up your game. I mean, you look kind of corny, or you look kind of, you know, look, show a little of the skin deep. You know what I mean? So it goes both ways. You don't know. Sometimes you have men that want to see their wives looking sexy because they know they got you. And a lot of men, you know, they already got her, so whatever. Because, like she was saying, Amina was saying, I wear contour fit dresses and because I can. And I'll be 60 years old, so I feel good about myself. I'll be 60 in June. So it's not even about, it's about, like I said, you might see some girls, you might see some people, and you do see, it doesn't matter what size they are, they might be out there showing a whole lot of skin, especially when the summertime come. You're going to see it every day, all day long, okay? But all I'm saying too, you have some men, I know a guy that said, darn, I wish my wife would dress a little better. She kind of looked like me of an old woman now, the way she dressed. So, I mean, you know, it can go both ways, but I don't believe that if you see a woman like that all the time, don't mean that they're out there or they fast or they want it because they doing it. No. I just, like you said, sex appeal means, maybe that means a lot to the person, you know, that they, you know, feel good about themselves. And a lot of people, you know, they should have some kind of security within themselves to feel good about themselves, because a lot of people today, they don't feel good about themselves, and they wind up, you know, committing suicide or anything else because they don't feel great about themselves. And I think everybody has their own right to do what they want to do when it comes to, and it's not, and I'm not here to judge anybody, because that's one thing I don't do is judge anyone when it comes to what they do. But I just know that, you know, you have on the flip side, you have men that love to see their wives or their girlfriends looking good. Sometimes they be embarrassed if they go to a club or wherever they. Now, what you got that crap on for? I keep my marriage spicy, okay? I keep it spicy. He ain't got to just see me in the house. Hey, I mean, I'm keep it spicy. I mean, as long as I respect him and we respectful and I can keep it respectful, that's cool. But there's nothing wrong with, like, a little sex appeal, you know, like Amin said, something, you know. Hey, I mean, my thing is if you work out all the time, and a woman, you know, like I do, I work out all the time, and I try to keep myself up, and I always did try to keep myself up.
Now, what I want to make sure to do is, Chinchilla, I want you to speak. Toby, you definitely better speak, and Chinchilla, I need you to definitely tell everybody who you are and how they can follow you, and keep this conversation, you know, flowing too, keep it in. And Toby, you got to speak after that, and Claire, definitely get it in, because we're going to be wrapping it up soon, and I want the ladies, Dr. Roxanne Conte, to make sure they let the world know how they can follow you. And Amina, she said what, Thompson, to make sure how to follow you. But go ahead, Chinchilla.
All right, well, first of all, you know, we got a little bit, it's 11:16, so after Chinchilla, we're going to do a little bit of wrap-up, and then we're going to Ngozi time, so just keep in mind the time right now. We got 9 minutes before going to Ngozi time. Chinchilla, real quickly, who are you?
All right. Okay. Hi, everybody. Thanks, Brother Will. Okay, I am Dr. Chinchilla Jalicia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J. I'm the commissioner of this network. I am also the host of News Forum. I'm the anchor of News Forum on Sunday nights, every Sunday night, 9:30 p.m., where we cover topics on wrongful convictions, mass incarceration, and other types of injustices in America. And if you or anyone you know have an injustice and want to appear on the show or on Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls podcast that broadcasts on Wednesday night, live streaming on Facebook, you can give me a call Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, it's 844-642-8378, extension 888. And you can reach me at that same number also if you are in need of getting your health straight. Okay, I'm a naturopathic doctor as well, and I put people on herbal health regimens to get well and stay well. So I've been doing this since like the 80s. So if you want to get well and stay well, give me a call at the same number, 844-642-8378, extension 888. Let me help you. Remember, nothing is incurable. Everything is curable with God, because he gives us stuff that will heal us, but man gives us stuff that will kill us. All right? So thanks a lot, Brother Will. Enjoyed your show tonight. And to Dr. Roxanne, God bless you and God bless you. She said what?
Yeah.
And to Toby and the Clever, I think the other guy was. God bless all of you.
Well, you haven't heard from Toby yet. Toby, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, speak real quick, man, because we got to get these ladies to tell everybody how they can follow them, you know what I mean? And Claire, you definitely better tell them how they can follow you too, Captain. Go ahead.
Okay, the first subject was, as far as the God question, I'm not going to elaborate on that because God, of course, they don't lie. It's his way. What I want to elaborate on is disrespect. Where that comes from, my opinion, is your upbringing. That means when you raise as a child, it's like you have to learn how to ride a bike. You have to be taught to respect. That meant you're in your environment that you see your mother respect your father respect your mother. That's how you learn. You don't just get respect in your head. So most of the people that disrespects haven't been taught how to respect. Most of the men that disrespect women haven't been taught how to treat a woman. So the respect, I know I don't have much time, so I can't be bold long, but you have to be taught this. This is not something that comes natural. And women that accept it, that meant they haven't been taught from a woman to what to accept and what not to accept. I know I don't have much time, and I got my grandkid here, so I just wanted to talk real quick. I know I only got 2 minutes, so that's as much as I can say to you.
All right. Hey, ladies and clever one.
YouTube channel every Wednesday live. She Say What by Aminah, A-A-M-I-N-A-H. Every Wednesday live at 7 p.m. on YouTube. She Say What. You can go watch me now if you like, and we have two paths. And my show is mainly about relationships.
Dr. Rock,
I'm actually a doctor of education. I'm really a doctor, but I have a show called Dr. Roxanne Conti Show, and it's a podcast. And it's once a month. I do it once a month. And if anybody would like to be on here to talk about their business, I like to, you know, help out by letting you come on and we talk about your business and what you do and then different topics we talk about. So I've been on air for a while now, and you can email me at drroxanne55@gmail.com if you would like to be a part of the show. Come on, and I would definitely be delighted to have anybody on and want to talk and get you maybe your business. Get it on out there.
And clever one. Okay. She ran at the window. Now, people, y'all got to understand, I am so appreciative that Dr. Rock's saying,
Conte, this is clever one. Oh, my bad. I was on mute. I'm sorry, Chill.
I was on mute.
Yeah, this is clever one. One half of the Booze Brothers. You can Google the Booze Brothers. BUZEBRUVAZ. You can Google that. You know what I'm saying? We on all platforms, all international platforms. We global. You also can reach us on Grilchy Party LLC on IG or Booze Brothers. Or Facebook, or Kamar Ibn Al-Katan on Facebook.
People, I am so happy that Dr. Roxanne Conti came in. She has to go do a lot of stuff tomorrow. I am so happy that Aminah, She Said What, Thompson came in. She has to go to work in the morning. I appreciate all of them, man. Man, I'm telling you, this show, it was totally different because I wanted to be back. Tackle it crazy, but I said, no, let me just switch up a little bit because there's a lot of things going on out here. I know we got to go into the Goldie time, but at the same time, he going to drop a track for y'all too, and then we going to speak a spell. But y'all got to understand, man, the reason why I said, what will God do to you if he disrespects you, I was thinking about the people that's committing suicide. Then I was thinking about the people who's thinking about committing suicide. Then I'm like, why are people committing suicide? And we ain't looking at each other because some people get so stressed out because of what they say to each other that they might want to commit suicide. Some people like to get people so fed up and so crazy, they're like, yo, I can't take it anymore. But they don't get a chance to leave where they're going to and move and go to another area or even go to see the ocean or go see the mountain or just go for a walk or go for a drive. Do something different. Don't do something that, you know, that's inappropriate in life. Be positive. Be manful. Be polite. Be a king. Be a queen. Be something. But I'm going to shut up because it's the Goldie time. And thank you, Clever One and Toby and God darn it. Everybody that came in, go, you know, Chinchilla. Oh, and Hooney Bottle, too. And anybody else that wanted to call in and couldn't get in, God darn it, I love you, too. And my family, you know what it is. This is the Goldie time. Let me shut up.
Well, first of all, there will not be a time for a track until the end of the show because I want to make sure that our brother has his last words, and he has to abide by the time. I don't want to get cut off because the clock will cut him off. I'm so glad tonight to be here to hear about just a forum on respect or disrespect. Everything has been said tonight. I have nothing to add. Listen to the show. Go back to the archive. then you'll hear what they said. There is no programming on this Saturday. Next Saturday will be the International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Miss Jesus Powell, you know, Christine Powell, and the Jesus Show. But the next show is, of course, with our young lady, who is our fifth reigning commissioner of this network. And, of course, again, I already told you, the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year. Her name is Dr. Chinchilla J, and the name of the show is News Forum. And it's 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time at WBNN. And of course, we have advertising through Ingozi Time Multimedia. You can catch us at Pinterest. Yeah, of course, Instagram and Twitter at Ingozi Time. All of them in Malay Ingozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? Ole day leg. Diane goes with my and gmail.com. Niam. Your mother and father's favorite producer, also their favorite DJ. Hola, Deli Malay, when goes to saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio to support us on a constant basis. And now for the next 4 minutes in this program, I got to give it back to Will of God because I know he has a lot to say. Well, you have 4 minutes, and as it cuts you off, as it cuts the clock.
Yo, this is what we're going to do, right? I'm going to tell y'all, follow me. Oh, yo, you got bro, you got, yeah, there you go. What I want to do is, people, follow me on YouTube at Spontaneous TV by Will of God. And then I want y'all to know, beware of common sense, because if you don't use it, you might lose it. The next thing I want y'all to do is listen to these ladies, Dr. Roxanne Conte and Amina, She Said What. When they end this show, talk to them now, ladies, because I'm going to give, as respect to y'all, the chance to end this show. Ladies, speak freely.
Well, what do you want me to say? Because I had to call you. I had to call you. I had to call the network. He thought I was going to disrespect his show. I don't disrespect people's shows. Believe me.
Okay, hold on. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. I understand all that. We're not going to go into that situation. Let's play the last track. Let's go.
Not a regular, this is that boom, blah, blah, blah. Some they call it secular, I just call it blah, blah, blah. Marcus Garvey, Bookman, Dottie, bring that army, blah, blah, blah. Malcolm X and Kwame Ture, this is where I'm at. If you wanna talk to me about blah, blah, blah. Haile Selassie the first, niggas, niggas, let's talk about that, that, that. Kaboom, Nanny Maroon and all the Maroons, let's talk about that, that, that. The real Underground Railroad, the first subway for black, black, black. The freedom train begins with your brain. Get in on track, track, track. Whether justice or injustice, how do you react, act, act? Can you stand there laughing when they shoot us in the black, black, black? This is what the rappers sound like every time they rap, rap, rap. I'm raising up the red and the green and the black, black, black. Even with no cops in the hood, we still hear click, click, clack, clack, clack. I cannot forget my ancestors just because I rap, rap, rap. Look at me from top to bottom, KRS is black, black, black. Get up, get out, speak up, speak out, reach up, reach out. This is what black about. Get up, get out, speak up, speak out, reach up, reach out. This is what I rap about. Get up, get out, speak up, speak out, reach up, reach out. Too many selling out. Get up, get out, reach up, reach out, lift up, lift out, get out. Time to ask the question now, are you really black, black, black? This is not a mystery.